it came up as just a group of both of us. I mean, all the lottery groups together, looking at different options to provide to our players. And you know, when you're putting stuff on the board, you just look at different options. And that was one of those that came up. What, you know, could we provide these two similar products to our players and just simply give them more choices to play and to provide them something, you know, something new? So it was just you know, among a variety of different things that were being considered.
Yeah, I know you have to always look at ways to keep this lottery business fresh, because people need to have something new and significant financially to go after. So this is just continuing to do the brainstorming, looking down the road to keep this whole business fresh, isn't it?
Precisely. It's just a step in a direction of a larger strategy, I think, as the press release that you saw described, to work toward a larger game or a national game beyond that.
How close are we to actually having that happen in Missouri, do you think?
I think it's difficult to determine. I think what we have before us is an agreement to work together and to accomplish this first step and to learn from that and decide what the next step should be. And a lot of that will be determined by the marketplace, you know, what they're ready for, what they like, what they don't like, and it's an opportunity to work together the other side and to decide next steps after that.
So would it be fair to say it's just under study at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's fair to say.
I suppose there'd have to be quite a few mechanical adjustments made in the process of marketing tickets and all of that kind of thing in Missouri, would there not?
There would be. There are the issues of player confusion. You know, these games aren't drawn on the same night, and you know, players would want to know which games they're playing for, and so there's some issues of confusion that we're trying to, at this time, evaluate how we're going to approach. We don't have a great deal of advertising money, as you know, and you know, we're trying to determine exactly how to implement something like this and evaluate our options.
Does Powerball have more states than Mega Millions has?
Yes.
Okay, so Powerball is much bigger.
Powerball has more states, has 33 states, I believe, and Mega Millions has 12.
And in terms of population, are there states the big population states? Or
they tend to be the bigger states, so our populations are actually somewhat comparable.
Okay. Well, you bring up an interesting point about confusion, player confusion, and if I have two giant jackpot lotteries that I want to that are out there for me, how do I decide which one is the one I most want to buy a ticket for?
Well, that's something that the player will have to decide, you know, and it'll be up to us, I think, to you know, provide them information, and you know, perhaps means of playing both at the same time. You know, they may want to be involved in both jackpots at the same time, and you know, maybe come up with you know, promotions to simply buy both if they would like to do that. So, you know, we really, again, the concept is there, but the exact implementation of it is something we're still working on.
With more people playing each game, would you have to make some adjustments in the game itself in terms of how many numbers are drawn or anything like that?
That's a very good question. That's one of the issues that we'll have to look at is, by increasing the population of these games, how's that going to impact on the jackpots? Are they going to grow faster? You would think they would, but are they going to get hit more often? We really don't know, and it's going to depend on what the players do and how they perceive the value of the games and how they play them.
What's the biggest roadblock to doing this as a joint project?
Well, there are a lot of computer systems involved, and you've got, you know, 40-some jurisdictions that need to agree on some rules and regulations and so forth. And you'd also want to try to implement this somewhat at the same time to not give one state an advantage over another. So anytime you're playing in a group that size, there are a lot of communication and rules and regulations that we have to formulate.
Have you gotten to the point where you've tried to put pencil to paper at all and figure out how much that could mean an additional income for our lottery here?
We are in the process of trying to evaluate that. We have seen some preliminary numbers, and you know, it's based on research, and we'll have to evaluate whether or not, you know, we believe that the game itself is actually going to produce that kind of net income. I think we're not sure yet how to how to weigh the value of it, how it might impact our existing games, if there's cannibalization. Will the player confusion that we talked about earlier, how that might, you know, cause people to maybe not participate. So I don't think we're ready to say what kind of numbers may be available to the state or any state in particular as a result of this.
Long ways to go, though, before we see.
Long ways to go. It's something we're working on. We hope we wouldn't do it unless we thought there was a positive outcome. So that's what we're working on now, and that's what we're working toward.
Yeah.